4:47 right now in the afternoon news service, WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. It feels like it's been forever since I've talked to my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. That's because it has been forever. I was on vacation 2 weeks ago. Kyle was swamped in the store last week, so we're back reunited, and it feels so good today. Sticks and Stuff is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com, and that new location in Rouse's Point is going to be up and running here soon. Kyle, good to talk with you again. How are you?
Nice to talk to you, too. I feel like we're two ships passing in the night. I think we need to go do like a ropes course or something, rebuild some trust or something, Brady.
I never lost trust, but I was wondering if you would sound a lot different or something over 2 weeks. I'm happy that you sound the same. That's good.
Yes, probably a little more tired, but mostly the same.
You know, let's talk about, we've talked a lot over the last 2 weeks about flood relief, flood programs, water damage, et cetera. At your stores, Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, there's a lot of tools, a lot of things that can help people who are in kind of this recovery and rebuilding process.
Yeah, our thoughts are definitely with our neighbors around the state. Luckily, up in our neck of the woods, there was some minor flooding at some of the lower elevations, but we're pretty hilly up here, so a lot of us didn't suffer as badly as the central and southern part of the state. Not that being said, we still did have some flooding. I know downtown St. Albans struggled with quite a bit of it. Of course, they have older infrastructure, older drainage, so sump pumps and ventilation were a huge thing for them the next week. People coming in asking what kind of sump pump they should put in, if they had water in their basin, what are the best precautions. And basically what I would tell everybody is, you know, get the water, as much water out as possible, and then moving air is your friend, you know. So mold is going to grow anywhere where it's stagnant, where the air doesn't move. So if you can get some big fans down there, some dehumidifiers, and get that water out, that's going to be a step in the right direction. When it comes to sump pumps, there's basically two kinds. There's an automatic one that has a switch. So when a water level builds up to a certain point, it activates the switch, pumps the water out of the basement until the switch shuts off. The second type of sump pump is something that's a little trickier to use. You kind of have to babysit it. So as soon as you plug it in, it's going to start running, and it's not going to shut itself off even when it runs out of water. And a lot of times those are the type that burn themselves out. So that's something that people have to babysit. The best bet is definitely one with a switch. We sold basically every one that we had, along with box fans. And the other thing that people were asking is about how to keep water out of their basement. If it's a new build, you're definitely going to want to put in perimeter drains, so perforated piping wrapped in filter fabric so that they don't plug with rocks and stones. And you're going to want to daylight that as far away from your house as possible to get the water from hanging up on your foundation. And also use a nice high-quality foundation coating on the exterior of your foundation, which is essentially like a thick fiber-reinforced tar. So if there is any moisture that builds up on the side of your foundation, it won't seep into your basement.
Kyle, what about gutters?
So gutters are an amazing thing if you get rid of the water properly. If you just have gutters with downspouts that come out close to your house, that water has a chance to sweep back and pool and just sit against your foundation and essentially will weep through the walls. If that's the case, there's a product called UGL Dry Lock, which you can get in 5-gallon buckets and single-gallon buckets. You can coat the inside of your block wall or your foundation with that, and it actually has a PSI, pounds per square inch, rating of water that it will hold back. So that's something to do if you do have water weeping through. Your best bet is to tie your gutters into a perimeter drain. So tie them into those pipes that are around your house so that the water coming off of your roof discharges further away from your house and it's not just going on the surface of your lawn.
Always learn something, always a helpful product, several helpful products. It's our talks with Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. If you ever miss any of our conversations, you're interested in handy stuff, repair, DIY stuff, or you're a professional contractor, you can go online to sticksandstuff.com. You can click on the Calls with Kyle section. All of our calls since we've started talking for like the last 3 years are archived there. Again, they are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, Sticks and Stuff, Swanton Lumber, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, Swanton Lumber, and the Rouse's Point location as well. So, Kyle, be well. We'll talk in 7 days.
Okay, sounds good. Stay safe, everybody.
Right now, 4:52 on WDEV. We'll go back to the newsroom next after these words on the afternoon news service. This is Vermont's news station, WDEV AM.